You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Independent Board has approved the Barlow World takeover bid, the 23 billion rand bid that was put in by a consortium bidding to delist Barlow World. Looks to be going ahead, and I'm joined on the line by the consortium's spokesperson, Sydney Mhlari, to take a look at what this all means and where it all puts Barlow World as a business. Sydney, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, a very big win for the consortium and for the efforts to put in this particular bid. I suppose congratulations are in order for the team and getting the deal over the line, so to speak. Where to from here?
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy and the listeners. Yes, the deal has reached a critical milestone, which is the distribution of the circular to the shareholders that happened sometime last week. And it's calling for a general meeting of the shareholders on the 26th of February to effectively vote on the transaction, whether it's a go or it's not a go by way of a scheme of arrangement.
Are we expecting that we are likely to see the transaction go through? I mean, I imagine everybody's hopeful that it goes through. The shareholders have already been shown what the post-deal would look like. But from a regulatory standpoint, and I suppose from a logistical and an administrative standpoint, I don't think we have any hiccups at this point. It'll go through its normal procedures, but are you envisioning any challenges at this point?
No, not at all. The document that was distributed, obviously the shareholders are currently going through it, and where there's queries, they're consulting their professional advisors with regard to that, which will guide them how to vote coming up. But beyond that, if you're looking beyond the actual vote itself, the transaction will still require regulatory approval in the form of the key one, Competition Commission approval. Again, we're not expecting major hiccups there, since there isn't much overlap between the buyer or the consortium together with the business. They are not in overlapping territories. A component of the buyer, which is Zahid, operates a similar business in Saudi Arabia, but the two businesses being Barlow World and that other business do not operate in any common territory. Mm. So we do not expect any major hiccups, but obviously we have to go through that regulatory process. As you know, the Competition Commission doesn't only look at competition, pure competition issues. They do look also at public interest issues, which for this transaction, we think they're sufficiently covered. The transaction does result essentially in a 51% black-controlled industrial company of a major scale in South Africa. So from a public interest point of view, that is it's a positive. Mm. Additionally, you have broad-based participation in the form of the Barlow World Foundation, which remains invested. Barlow World Foundation was set up several years ago with a specific aim of benefiting communities, especially black women, who in its mandate, 60% of those benefits must flow to black women. Another component of the transaction is Barlow World Kula Caesar, which has beneficiaries of circa 29,000, including ordinary members of the black public who bought shares in that property-owning company several years ago. So that structure remains and will be retained even in Barlow World's unlisted form.
Mm. Sydney, without compromising, obviously, the current position of the deal and what's still to come, are you able to shed some light on what the future plans could potentially look like, understanding, of course, that they might be subject to change once all of the I's have been dotted and all the T's have been crossed, what this now means for Barlow World as a business, what it means for your investment strategy or the direction that the business is going to be going in? I mean, the moment a business goes and delists, we often don't see a lot around that business, but Barlow World, I imagine, is still a key player in the South African and the global ecosystem as well.
Yeah, perhaps there are several points to address in your point. One is the strategy. As set out in the circular, part of the attraction for the buying consortium, more so the foreign shareholder in Zahid, is that they're very supportive of the management strategy that has been unfolding over the past few years. It's essentially a strategy that attracted them so much so that they became a shareholder several years ago, and now they're part of a consortium taking the company private. So they remain very supportive as to, you know, do you fix what you have, do you optimize what's not working very well, and how do you grow into other areas and grow the profitably the business. The other one is geography and location. The consortium committed that that's not changing. The company will remain a domiciled South African company, retain the name, and there certainly will be no disruption from its employment practices or even labor, as I mentioned before, that there are no overlapping areas between the two businesses such that you can derive any synergies which result in any job losses. So from that point of view, that bit is not changing.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in getting all of the administrative work out of the way. This big step that has been concluded here is that board approval, and we hope to see that the transaction goes through without any major hiccups from this perspective. We'll leave the conversation there, Sydney. Thanks so much for the insights and for the time. Sydney Mhlari, who is the bidding spokesperson for the buying consortium that just put in that bid to buy out and delist Barloworld.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.